Phoenix Audio presents.
Eleanor Roosevelt, Volume 1, 1884 to 1933, written and read by Blanche Weazon Cook. The following abridgment represents 200 pages of selections from the 500-page book, Eleanor Roosevelt, Volume 1. The preface, acknowledgments, several chapters, and all notes and sources are omitted. During the decade I researched and reconsidered Eleanor Roosevelt, I learned that even today, more than 100 years after her birth and 30 years after her death, nobody is neutral about Eleanor Roosevelt. There are those who mock the person, focus on her teeth and voice and other cartoon characteristics, long before they reveal how much they despise her politics, most notably her interest in civil rights and racial justice, or in civil liberties and world peace. Many judge her naive because she supported causes and was taken in by United Front communists and radicals. Still others believe that she was never duped by radicals, but actually supported United Front communists and causes, and was for decades a considerable security risk. John Edgar Hoover kept a running record of Eleanor Roosevelt's every word and activity from 1924, when she supported the United States' entrance into the World Court and that un-American body, the League of Nations, until her death. Indeed, ER's vast FBI file is one of the wonders of modern history. The vigor of contempt and rage elicited by Eleanor Roosevelt continues to frame much of the discourse about women with power, access to power, or the appearance of power. In many ways, Eleanor Roosevelt remains a bellwether for our belief system, a woman who insists on her right to self-